Will you pray with me, please? Father God, we come to you right now, and I'm humble, and I ask for your steady hand on my mouth and my heart and my nerves. And I just pray, Lord, that you will use me as your vessel tonight to touch someone who's been down the same road that I've been, that thinks that there is no way out, that thinks that that life has just handed them a bad deal. Lord, we know that you can do anything, and I'm grateful that I get to tell what you've done in my life. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. My name is Kristen. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from people-pleasing. I'm the third in a family of six girls. I was raised in a Christian home, and my father was career military. I attended elementary school in four different states. I sought approval from my parents and teachers, wanting to be loved and be the best. I was a peacekeeper at home and performed at home and at school. My dad never talked to me about boys or his expectations for me with dating or about marriage. I didn't know anything about guys, didn't know how they thought or what was important to them. My dad was the only man I really knew. When I was a sophomore in high school, I met and began dating a boy who was a year older. I did whatever he wanted, gave into sex without thinking about it or talking with anyone else about it, and worried daily that I would become pregnant and embarrass my family. When I found out he was dating someone else as well, we broke up. It was the first taste of rejection by a man, but not the last. The summer before my second year of college, I met my future husband. He was 8 years older than me, and I thought I had finally found someone who liked me. Because of my need to hang on to someone who liked me, I put aside the morals I was raised with and what I had been taught in church. I not only learned to party and take drugs, I also had an abortion. We were married a year later. I looked to my husband as my God, as the person who could make me feel better about who I was, who could love me like I needed to be loved, and take care of my needs. My husband was not a believer, and I thought being exposed to my faith and church would entice him to become a believer, but he chose differently. My husband could not repair my soul or alleviate the guilt and shame I carried. I knew God, but was not living with a relationship with Christ. My parents divorced after 35 years of marriage, and I learned hurtful information from my father and worried that my own marriage might end up like my parents. I had some warning signs, but lived in denial that it would never happen to us. If I could just try harder and be a better wife, we would be okay. Performance equals results, right? After 20 years of marriage, I was again faced with rejection. My husband announced he had been having an affair for 3 years. We worked hard to reconcile our marriage, but it ended in divorce after 25 years. I had been trying to manage my life and our home in an unequally yoked marriage. I kept my divorce quiet from most at my church, as no one there openly spoke of their own struggles or sin. I truly began an honest relationship with Christ after the destruction of my marriage. I went back to school and became a registered nurse. I also met and married my husband, who has led us well with God as our guide. We've been married for over 10 years. He has helped me to seek God in my daily life and to want to be a better wife. I have led several groups of women through recovery and regeneration at our church. I saw God's true plan for me during my first time working through Regen. I had put my faith and hopes in people who were human and hurt me, and I had hurt them. God made me aware of the many hurts I had caused, the many ways I had sought acceptance from the wrong people, and most of all, I learned how he sees me and loves me. I learned that all these years of people-pleasing, trying to be the best child, the best wife and mother, and the denial of the pain and rejection I had endured had never been his plan for my life. I made many choices that were not God-honoring, marrying someone who didn't want to be the spiritual leader. making decisions with my body that hurt my self-esteem and hurt God. Seeking others' opinions of me, not God's opinion of me. Pleasing others for their love and approval. Finding my worth in what others thought of me. Hurting others with my selfish behavior. But God chooses to love me every day. He chose me before I was born. He chose to give his son on my behalf. He chose to change the desires of my heart. God chose me. Ephesians 1, 4 through 5 reads, "Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will." Even after going through regen, my life has not been problem-free or sin-free. I lost a friendship of 25 years due to gossip and innuendo. My desire to live authentically and transparently created issues with many at my former church. My husband resigned his role as lead minister as his own past created too many issues in that role. We came to Watermark a year ago and have been blessed to be in a loving and supportive community group who loves us and calls us on our stuff. I still serve at my former church in their regeneration ministry as well as lead a step study group here at Watermark. Living accountably and authentically is my desire. God has used my pain, hurts, and weaknesses to share with others the need for total dependence on God. I am a broken person who tries my best to let God's light shine through the many cracks and scars in my earthly vessel. I know God works in me when I deny myself and let him be in charge. Isaiah 41:10 states, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." My name is Kristen. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from people pleasing. I'm here today because of God and his love, grace, and mercy. None of this is possible without him. Thank you.